All right, bear with me. I'm an old guy. My memories of NFL football take me all the way back to the 70s. And I actually would each week receive Sports Illustrated. It was just something that I look forward to. It was our ESPN. It was our way of keeping up with what was going on. And the national sports scene, you only got to see certain players at certain times. The biggest deal for us when it came to football was Monday Night Football, and then there'd be halftime highlights. And we loved it. You'd love to hear Howard Cosell. There was a team out west called the San Diego Chargers, and there was a coach for them named Don Coryell. And he had a group of guys that were amazing at catching the ball and passing the ball. And so you've got Dan Fouts passing all over the place with different men that were just amazing to watch as they played. They called it Air Coryell. And you had Charlie Joyner and Kellen Winslow and Wes Chandler. And so there was this other man named John Jefferson. And he was known for making spectacular catches with his body control and great hands. John Jefferson, many of you will never have heard of him because he never went to a Super Bowl. But he was a first round pick out of Arizona State back in 1978. San Diego Chargers, Green Bay Packers, Cleveland Browns. Four-time Pro Bowl, three-time All-Pro. He's part of the San Diego Chargers' 50th anniversary team and a consensus All-American. I loved the few times that I got to see him play. And I wouldn't trade that for anything, that love, that excitement to see this man play. He wore these goggles. I had heard back then that he was legally blind. And so he did everything that he could to be the best player that he could possibly be. And so when I hear about different players, or I see different players like Odell Beckham Jr., and I see the excitement of the one-handed catch, John Jefferson perfected that way back in the day. And I don't want to be the old man that's in the corner complaining about these young people and how they don't appreciate all the old stuff. Because, let's face it, the athletes of today are amazing. They're on a whole nother level. But understand who paved the way to make it possible. I see in Ecclesiastes 1, actually beginning at verse 2, it says, "Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity, or all is foolishness. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun goes down and hastens to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Around and around goes the wind, and on its circuits the wind returns. All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they flow again. All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing." Listen to this, and this is my point. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, "See, this is new"? It has been already in the ages before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to come among those who come after. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're one of those people that only appreciates what's going on now, understand that what is going on now is just building on what happened in the past. I had to grow to appreciate the stuff that happened before my youth and understand the history of it and give it to these old guys. I understand that as time progresses, these athletes get better, but we need to be people that appreciate what has happened in the past. There's nothing new under the sun. OBJ, he didn't invent the one-handed catch. In fact, out of it, I think, has come a lot of laziness when it comes to receiving. But if that's the only way that you can catch the ball, then that's what the way you catch that ball. But there seems to be a plethora of different receivers that now saw what happened winning an ESPY by the one-handed catch. Whereas you got a guy like John Jefferson that for years, if he had to do that, he would. But he would put two hands in the ball and he just did the job. That's the way we need to be in our lives. Not always looking for the flamboyant. Understand that there were people way before us that did what we do now, maybe in a different way, but they did it well. Are you willing to sit and learn, or stand and learn, or work and learn, and to learn from those that went on before? There is nothing new under the sun. It may look new, but actually it's an adaptation of something that has gone on before. There's nothing new under the sun. Appreciate the old ways. There's some great benefits to that.